Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, it's Thea and crew. That's what we wrote down.
Hold on a second. Did we give our real names?
Well, you did.
I did?
Well, this is where we've ended up. So this is your shanty is over here. I will escort you these 15 feet. You can stay here for as long as you need. It seems you're ready to do your business, though.
Well, work first, then business.
Work, then business.
And then
all
maybe
right.
A little
what is
more
it you
work.
Do?
Bring the everlasting glory of Orcus upon the realm.
This creature is being thrust out of the ground, and it looks like this sort of you could say it's got like this bison kind of look to it, and all of the undead in this village are now coming towards you. There's about 20 of them. You're all tearing off, and you dive in and into one of these shacks.
So are we going down into the meat hole?
Oh, yes. Please never say that again.
Sounds like a pretty rockin' Saturday.
Do we just roll in and say, Orcus, look at this. It's Thea Anastasia.
And the crew.
Flint.
I don't think I feel comfortable being the headliner. if it could just be like...
I feel like you and Flint kind of are the headliner. No offense. Grant says 900, no offense to you, but I mean, they...
It is true. I do not even know myself.
It's pretty famous.
It's best to keep me at the back. I've got things like delayed blast fireball.
Well, it sounds like you need to get that checked out.
Agreed.
I also have sequester. You want me to try that one out on you?
Well, I'm not into horses.
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her, playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins, a deep gnome warlock. Did you guys even know that? I never say it.
I remembered warlock could not have told you much else.
Yeah, also she, her.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, she, her, and I'm playing Thea Anastasia, a high elf druid, also she, her, and Gael Nighthunter Ogulakanu, a Goliath barbarian, she, they.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, he, him, and I'm playing Flint Firebeard, he, him.
And Kyle Classett.
Once again and forevermore, he, him, and I'll be playing Varanux, also he, him, and once again and forevermore.
All right, we're back into it. There's no fumbles. There's no stumbles. We're back. It's not as awkward as it was last time. Shaking the dust off.
I'll make it awkward.
The episode was awkward, just in general. So I probably will get back there too.
Apologies.
I mean, it's a gross place. Things are icky.
Gross things are happening. But where gross things don't happen is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. As often. Yeah.
Do you lie?
Yeah.
Do you lie?
No.
We do lie. Let's not live in absolutes, right?
You know, it's true.
Some of the best lies are rooted in small truths, as it was pointed out to us in the last episode.
Wise
also,
man
Opal
said that.
Has done some gross stuff. So over what there on Patreon.
What has Opal done that was not biologically just in character?
Because it's biologically in character, him like cleaning himself is still. Yeah.
That was not
I
me.
I mean, the cheese
that
poop.
That was.
The
yes,
cheese
that
poops?
Was
oh
me.
My God. In the well.
In the well.
This would,
well.
If you
If you join our Patreon, this will all make sense because there's a whole other game whole that Tom runs and Russ it's off the rails. That one.
Yeah,
it's a great time. And you also get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Ongeron Kirzin.
What a fantastic name.
What a name.
Yes. Kirzin.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
thank you
that
so
is a
much.
Powerful
Thanks.
Name.
Yeah, that is, yeah. Wow. Oh, love it.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
what
end
else
of episode.
Do you say when Aaron?
Yeah, I know. Where right? do you go from there?
Yeah. We go to a game that we're going to play. Fuck it. Let's play it. Playing now.
Whoa. Yeah. Play it. Whoa.
Play it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a
Is
horse girl.
The sound you hear up ahead of you as you near reach the blood sewers. Tearing across the open cavern, which is still, as we should set the scene, you're in a cavern made of meat parts.
Yep. Yeah.
And this cavern, this cave system that you descended from the undead shanty town where you came off of the River Styx, opens onto the blood sewers, and coming up through the blood sewers, it passes quickly in your vision, are these hideous looking seahorse creatures with these giant like caterpillar arms on them, and they have these like bighorn sheep horns on their head, and they're pulling what looked like some sort of facility manager or
King
operations
Triton.
Manager King Triton could
oh,
be
this
also
perfect visual. Mm. Yes, I can see it exactly.
Is he in a shell?
He's in a janitorial costume.
No, I meant riding in a shell.
Oh yes.
Not his outfit.
Not wearing shells.
No. But I mean, that would have been fine too.
He's got a puka shell necklace though, but we won't judge him.
Yeah. Oh, and frosted tips.
Exactly. Yeah,
what a look.
Also, Guy Fieri is there too. Yeah, and we see our adventurers who are who we've established are most of them are disgusted with their surroundings, but specifically, Grancis and Flint are hanging back a little bit, not too far because you don't want to be separated in the meat caves. And Grancis leans into Flint and says, "Oh." Lies and truths, and they're rooted in. When are you gonna, you know?
When they need to know.
So they don't know.
I think Thea has suspicions.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably does. She's smart. She's like a whip, that one. She's pretty mean to me, but, you know, I treat her like a daughter.
It's just because she loves you so much.
Yeah. Well, I'm not very good with my kids. I named one after me. My daughter, specifically. I named my daughter after me. Grancine.
Oh, yeah. Grancine, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice try.
We drift up to the main group.
God, this humidity. Oh, the blood humidity down in these sewers is rough. So I was thinking when we get up there, the reason I would bring you all is you've all traversed time.
Yeah.
Even you, Lipsinky.
Yeah.
Could give credence to the reason why I'm bringing you forth to Orcus. Of course, I'm going to do my best to play to his ego. Of course he knows about you. Of course he knows you've come here. It was Bahamut, right, that sent you?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Probably knows that, too.
Yeah.
We'd assume these things, and perhaps inflating the ego, if he hasn't, will benefit us. And whenever we drop the facade.
Like we say, we've come from the future because you've taken over and you're so amazing. And then he's happy.
And we want to get in on ground floor.
Oh. I mean, that's a business. Whole new trick.
Mm. Like, we see how it goes, yes? And it's not good.
Yeah, like, we want to be on the winning side. Is that...
We could spin that way. We could definitely spin it that way. I was thinking of
bringing the heroes of the future have come back to slay Orcus as a reason to bring you in front of him. But if you want to, I mean, whatever you think is the good thing to do.
This is, I mean, these are sort of different plans, but similar. I mean, are we here to tell him that?
How good are we going to be as actors being like, no, yeah, dude, you're so cool. Like, we wanted to get in on this and not die horrible deaths.
I mean, I'm going to say some of us better than others.
You're going to have to do some evil shit in front of him if you want that to fly. Are you ready to do that?
I'm looking at Night Hunter here. I mean, bless you, you're so strong and big and beautiful, but I feel like you only can sort of speak the just what you actually think.
Yeah. Thea, if they asked you to kill Grancis 1,000 times over, would you do it? Could you do it?
Only 1,000 times?
Okay, maybe that's a bad example.
What?
But you get what I'm trying to say. Nothing, Grancis. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we may have to sacrifice some of us in order to save the world.
Okay, so if this is our plan, then when do we... I mean, like 5 minutes in, we say like, oh my God, you totally take over the world. We want to be on the winning side. And then like, Eldritch Blast. Or, you know, how long is this con?
Yeah, is it like long con? We get in, we... Like we're here for...
We start working, we start in the you know, doing just regular desk job, and then we work our way up, and then we go middle management, and then,
right.
And then, you know, upper management, we get the sweet corner office, and then...
Yeah, we climb the corporate ladder. I mean, Grancis, you're going to have to torture yourself, I think.
No,
if
I did that too, actually.
You're advocating for like a 25-year plan?
Yeah, I think so. How much time do we have?
I mean,
not that long.
Not 25 right. years. Mm-hmm.
And okay. We shouldn't sacrifice anyone to just turn around and attack him immediately after. We could use that person that we sacrificed to have
certainly.
More firepower. Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Did I mention I have catnap? I could be very helpful.
Oh,
do you think
you
this will work
that.
Against Orcus? Is that why you keep bringing it up?
How powerful is catnap?
Can you make him sleepy?
Oh. Orcus is not a cat.
No,
it is
no.
about taking
it's,
cats.
I just have to make a calming gesture and up to 3 willing creatures. We could make him willing and wanting to have a nap, right? And then
I mean,
he just falls asleep.
Does evil sleep?
I guess if we played like some, you know, bird sounds and some white noise,
sure.
it might
right,
lull
him.
Whale
practice.
Songs, maybe?
I don't think that is sort of what, I mean... Varnox, you know better than me, but I mean, I know the big guy a bit, and I don't feel like that's what he finds calming. I mean, I think you need something more kind of dissonant.
Screams
and
of the
loud.
Innocent.
Yep.
Yes.
The lamenting of the unworthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Grancis, you got years of practice, so that sounded actually pretty good.
Thank you. I've been practicing. And then there was like sharp pangs, right? How do you like those?
I love that tune.
I mean, I feel like
classic.
I maybe
someone could sample.
Didn't that get turned into? Oh, I guess Arnox, you don't know yet, but I feel like there's a remix of that we kind of like played at a party or something. Can you do it? Could you do that a little bit more rhythmically, Grancis? Because I feel like. Yeah, for sure I'm pretty sure we
I was on Guts Music 6.
You got the stuff, kid. You got the stuff.
He's got that
really
certain something.
You throw auto-tune on there and it's gold.
Yeah. No, that's like, I mean, Cher was in the next cell. She was working the high range and I was in the low register. And I bring it up sometimes, Matt.
Now did Cher mention what she did to end up in the next cell? I'm curious.
She turned back time.
Of course.
Yeah.
She didn't actually believe in life after love?
She didn't believe in life after love.
No.
She, yep. So nothing we can relate to. Not turning back time. Life after love.
You already did that, didn't you?
Yeah, no. Nothing that we, any of ourselves, have direct interaction with.
All right, we've talked a lot, and we have not yet come up with an idea. I think maybe we go with original.
Original.
You've
captured
plan. Us because we came back in time, and. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I guess I have the same question: when do we attack? Like, then? Because we don't want them to get taken away to a cell.
Yeah, we don't
want to
be separated.
Yes. So.
Probably just like wait for
prisoners.
A lull in the conversation between Varnox and.
And Orcus, yeah. It seems like.
I mean, Orcus will probably like sort of.
Diatribe?
Proselytizing mm-hmm. and like. Mm-hmm.
I will swear my fealty by executing you in front of Orcus. And instead of executing you, that's when we go.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's expecting
relax in for the show.
You to kill us, but instead we kill him.
Yeah, that's
surprise.
better than the plan I had played out. So you would pretend to execute us and I would cast catnap and we would all fall asleep and then be dead.
Yes.
Pretend. Okay, I mean, this seems like we've got A, get in front of Orcus, yeah. B, kill Orcus. It's only a two-step
this
plan.
This is plan
it seems
adjacent.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Francis pokes his head out into the blood sewers, which you have obviously made it to completely now.
Seems clear. Maybe we just have to make it up that ladder on the other side.
We have to walk through the...
of the torrent of blood.
Yeah, and I am going to say there is some clots. So just... Mm. It's not just...
They call them...
clots?
Yeah.
Just be careful.
Clip clot.
If you really want to be impressive, you got to do a clot hop. Get across
right. it. And you walk on clots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how you prove your loyalty to Orcus, is walking on clots. Let's proceed.
Second step is to know the difference between clots with spots.
Are you okay?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Okay, you step out into the blood sewers. And it's like it's a whitewater rapids, if this is the direct relation, but it's red and foaming. More frequently than not, you see clots just like thrown up and like splat onto the surface that you're now walking on. Often to the left, everybody make a. What's your passive perception? Because there's a lot happening in front of you that you now have to walk across.
9.
10.
10.
13.
But I've maybe been here before.
10 for Night Hunter, but 20 for Thea.
Oh, right. Thea's got the baller.
She knows what's up.
Perception.
Thea's
right.
Very smart.
12. Okay, so yeah, absolutely, Thea. So everybody steps out and you're just contemplating, you know, trying to time the clots, see if there's any rhyme or reason to why you are down here doing this task before you. And Thea, you see often to both sides, actually. Like, what you see out of the corner of your eye is like a tentacle move off of the walkway that runs alongside in this sewer.
Guys, tentacles. Tentacles in the blood.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Everyone?
Probably not everyone. Let's go Flint and Lipsinky.
11.
14.
Both of you are grabbed by the leg by this large octopus-like tentacle. It's dripping with blood and caked with these clots, and it pulls you. Make a strength saving throw, please.
Oh, jeez. 20, dirty 20.
A dirty 20 as well.
Hey.
Pulls you. You're knocked prone, but you're not pulled in. Let's go to the top of the round. I guess Grancis gets to go. God damn it.
Catnap.
Hit him with the special sauce.
Do you think it's really tired and willing? Because that's what catnap does.
He's going to try to hit it with some magic missiles. It's a 18, a 28, and a 17. So magic missiles blast.
I mean, you know magic missile hits every time, right?
Mm-hmm. Not Jim's magic missile.
Oh, okay. Withdrawn.
Yeah, Jim's magic missile.
Why are they gluten-free? If they wanted to do the most amount of damage, they'd be glutinous as hell.
They should. That's so true. And covered in peanuts and like...
soy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, those strike and blast, and you feel them recoil and then pull back in away from you.
So we got to make it across there with the squids. Who's first?
Francis puts his finger to his nose.
Very well. I'll take it up. How far is that? How wide is the span?
It's a big blood sewer. Let's say 25 feet across to the next. So you got 5 feet, 20 feet, and then 5 feet. So 20-foot gap.
Yeah, I guess I should clarify. What I'm picturing is like an old-fashioned, medieval, so like with an arched roof and walkways along the side. Yeah. Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Looks like it would be nice if it wasn't raging blood rivers.
You know, this is meat. The walls are meat.
Yeah.
Just think we could shoot a rope across and hope that it sticks in deep enough?
Let's do it.
As you guys work that rope situation out, Thea casts Levitate on herself, and then using the, like, I don't know, different moles and pores of the wall, pulls herself up and over.
We should have given her the rope.
Yeah.
Well, here, hand me the rope.
Oh.
I was, like, halfway through, like, I grab the rope and I... make my way spider climbing, but not spider climbing because it's just levitation. I'm just moving myself like a weightless rock flesh climber to the other side, where I fasten it to the end of an arrow and like just drive it into the fleshy wall.
It's good.
You drive it in and feel it like pull it in further.
Ew. Oh, God.
And you test it. It seems like it's strong. It's anchored on both sides. And you make your way across. Everybody make a dexterity, either acrobatics or athletics.
I mean, except for us, because I'm still attached to a tentacle.
No, those released on the magic missile.
I was still fully under the impression that we were attached to tentacles.
Sorry, they were blasted by the magic missile. They recoiled and pulled into the, the sewer.
Great.
You guys are just chilling.
I mean, great news. Yeah.
I want to take back where I poke it in. I poke it into the roof because then you can swing on it instead of how's it going to help you with a straight across?
Our balance is impeccable.
Oh, I see. Tied it on your end, and now it's just a tightrope. Oh, gotcha.
I'm just gonna do this, and I just cast spider climb on myself, and I'm not messing with this rope business.
I'm gonna fall.
All right, I guess I'm going on the rope. Here we go. What's my dexterity? I'm an old man?
Probably great.
Probably really great.
Probably the best stat you have.
Acrobatics. Athletics is actually better. So that's a 9. So Grancis swings and slips and falls into the raging rapids.
Oh, shit. Varnox is going to dive after him.
You're diving, swimming to him.
Yeah.
Making probably athletics because you're swimming and then you're going to try and pull him.
That is a 13.
Well, Varnox is doing that. Can you, like, is Grant, does he have, like, one hand out of the sewer as he's, like, being swept away? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, like, there's the occasional, like,
all right. On a stretch when his hand is, like, above, I try to throw my Dwarven Hammer into his hand so that the handle will land in his hand and I can maybe slow his progress a little.
Okay.
Subsequently breaking every bone in Grant's
I love that.
It's either that or get swept away.
No.
Truth.
Yeah, drown in blood or broken hand. Make, I mean, it's his choice.
An attack roll for your accuracy. I'm going to make an intelligence check to see if he has the wherewithal to grab just straight up perception is probably good to see if he is able to see it coming.
Oh, my word.
That's a nat one. Okay.
How far is he?
He's drowning in goopy, clotty blood.
This can work.
Thea Thorn Whip him?
Nope, this can work. Roll just a 2 hit.
19 before whatever bonuses I get.
So, like, 84?
33.
Whoa.
Okay, so as we previously mentioned, Grancis rolled a natural 1. So what's going to happen is you're...
I mean, if it's a 2 hit, technically my 2 hits on a 19 are crits. So just...
So you kill Grancis? Just, what are you trying to
just
say?
If it needs to be, like, extra successful to battle the crit run.
Yeah.
Is it, like, super accurate? Do you have, like, a little, like, loop on the end that, you know, that...
Oh, they could, like,
so that you don't hit
wrist?
The TV when you throw the hammer.
That's exactly what a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Or with an Oculus, you know, it's got a strap.
Yeah.
So always wear your strap.
Just kind of go around his wrist.
Okay, so several things happened because Varnox jumped in with a 13. Dwarven Thrower was super awesome with a 30 bajillion. And then Grants has fucked it all up again with a 1. so Varnox and Dwarven Hammer go like almost at the same time. Varnox, you have no problem catching up because you're going with the rapids and you're much more strong than Grancis is, and he's kind of flailing about, slowing himself down. On one of his bumps as you are getting to him, Dwarven Hammer connects with Grancis' chest. He's now hugging the hammer.
Roll
damage, please.
I mean, I've got great distance control, but I don't think it's that great.
No.
All right.
Oh, Grancis's poor ribs.
Not as bad as it could have been, guys. So that's 11. 11 bludgeoning damage.
11 bludgeoning damage straight to an old man's sternum.
Straight to an old man's sternum.
No problem.
But, like, honestly, 11's a little on the lower side of what it possibly could have been.
Of course
been,
it is.
Yep, it could have been several.
It's
much
the darkest
worse.
Timeline. It could have been, like, 80.
So, Varnox, just as you about reach Grancis, he's, like, zips away from you. And you're left there like, what the fuck? But then he comes barreling back and you grab his leg and are pulled back with him towards Flint and the rest of the group.
Does Flint just have two arms open like, come to Baba?
Yeah, make an athletics check to see how well you catch both of these people and your hammer.
All right, 14 plus 11, 25.
Oh, dang. Slip into the warm embrace of Flint.
Like, come to Papa.
So soft.
Like a big hug embrace. Everybody flies back. It is a bit of a cluster because there's three of you. There's arms and legs everywhere, but everybody's cushioned and soft and lands, of course, on the side that you were on previously. But safer, nonetheless.
Bloodier.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're really going to... Oh, God. Wow, you gotta
look the part.
Really put a spin on that one, didn't you?
Why did no one think about tying a rope to Grancis's waist before we let him go across this thing?
I feel like he made his own choice. I guess yell from the other side because I've already, or maybe this is
oh,
no,
I'm
and
on the
I just chit chatting.
Yeah, I think yeah. so. I'm like, why don't we do that?
I think that sometimes Grancis thinks he knows best because he's the oldest and he doesn't really listen to reason. Like,
he's made way more bad decisions than I have.
I mean, since I've known you, that's certainly true.
And I've lived a lot longer than him.
Okay, everybody. I just remembered that I read in my book that I can cast fly.
Oh my god.
Hello, friends, it is the middle. That is a song that is, I mean, a song off and into the to going up. It could be Sound of Silence, but we're going for positive as we live in the abyss. We're in the abyss and it's terrifying and gross. Mostly gross right now. Reaching terrifying levels of grossness. Hi, it's me, your dungeon master. Hi, yeah, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me because I come up with all the stuff that's gross. Okay, get to it, Russ. See, when I'm alone, I don't have focus. That's my problem. I need everybody else to focus me. Where we would like to have you come join us is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We have a little bit more simplified tiers right now. Not tiers as in the sadness in the abyss, but tiers as in structure. Like a $5 tier, a $25 tier, and a game time, which is now $60 instead of $100, which it has been in the past. So we're trying that out and having a great time. There's a game every month, and we want you to join us over there. What do you get at these tiers? So at $5 and up, you get access to a whole ton of bonus content, as well as ad-free of the main series. That's right. So not only do you get like basically double the number of episodes that are in the main feed, but you don't have to listen to ads. That's a bonus. You get access to the Discord community. At $25, you become a supporting producer. You get your name listed at the end of every episode. Just listen to the end. See how many cool cats are back there. They're all cool. I don't know if they're all cats, but they're all just wonderful people. And at game time, obviously, you get to play a game with one of us running the game and then another person playing. And up to 4 total people from the community can play. So you get to make friends at the same time. It's a great time. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. I'm gonna finish up now. Get you back to the episode. Next week, maybe some more people will be here. Maybe. We'll see. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. And we cut up to the street where there's a manhole cover.
Oh, no.
It's, yeah.
What is that?
Literal.
Yeah. yep. It's with a... the butt plug is released into the city square.
Oh god.
And whose head pokes up first?
Well, I would think Varnox.
Varnox
right?
or yeah. Lipsinky, yeah. right? At this it's gotta point, be. Because now cause we're in like it's happening now.
Villagers, yeah. right? Yeah. We don't want to be seen as not we don't want the ruse, right?
Yes.
To be
Yeah, we can't be seen leading. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so Varnox, you poke your head up.
Squeak.
Right in the town square of Nertir, off into the left, you see the gates and the massive steeple of Orcus's castle. And off into the right, you see the row of mausoleums. And there are several guards who are drawn to the butt plug being expelled and are rushing over. They haven't, you don't know if they've seen you directly, but they're coming over to your position right now.
I'm pulling myself out and, you know, pulling up Lipsinky next, I imagine. And then feel like probably would have addressed the maybe some manacles or something before heading up. So
taking the rope and
yeah. Whatever plans we needed to do as far as getting that ready, but once I get out, I wipe the blood off myself and I say, good, you're here.
Yep. Oh, Mr. Varnox.
Yes.
Yes. They all stand, just kind of shabbled in what they...
At ease, you're fine.
At attention, like arms and legs are all out all over the place. Oh, yeah, sorry. What are you doing coming up from the sewers?
Oh, annual clot hop. You know how it goes. Anyway, I'm going to be taking some high-profile prisoners.
Oh, of course.
So I need you to go and open the gate. I'll be taking Orcus's court directly.
Yes, of course. Why would I question you? There's zero reason. Up, 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 up. You see two of them zip off.
Good. I'll mention your commitment to the Dark Lord.
Thank you for telling the Dark Lord that Gartholomew is the greatest guard known to the Abyss.
Yes. Gartholomew?
Gartholomew,
how's Beverly?
She's doing well. She's falling apart at the seams. Just to be expected about this time of year.
Good. Good. We'll get her sewn back up. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Off to the gates. Hop, 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 hop,
hop, hop, hop, hop, hop. Are y'all ready?
Yeah. You guys feel like those ropes? Like you can get out of that, right? I mean, they look serious, but
it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm playing the part. I got this cracked sternum. It's really, really just like, yeah, you gave it to us. You took us by storm.
That's right. You've got it.
You should probably punch Flint in the face a couple times.
I mean, Thea, can you, like, heal him a little bit for that?
Grancis punches you in the face, Flint, for an 18 to hit.
I mean, yeah, wait one sec. Let me check that AC. Yeah, that'll hit.
This bony old man fist just right. flies right. out of your face.
Surprisingly,
4 damage. And it was actually.
And how many damage did Flint or did Grancis take?
Probably a couple.
I get in between them and break it up and say, "Ah, yes, your morale is broken in front of the Dark Lord's gates. Welcome yourselves to the end." Looking over my shoulder.
I think they believe you.
Good.
Yeah.
Shh.
You all begin to proceed through these skeletal gates that have been creaked open. You're walking along what, at a glance, looks like cobblestones, but is actually skulls that you're walking down and across, and it leads up to this massive spired castle. You proceed up to the front gates, and there's two more guards that doors, and there's two more guards that barrel them open, and you're inside this massive entryway that, as described, is covered. The floor is covered in woven hair that looks like it's blowing in some makeshift breeze. The walls themselves because I doubt any of you are actively touching them right now, but look like they have a pulse to them. There are sconces on the walls that are made of jaw bones and like clack together with these blue and black and purple twisting lights, flames within them. Anybody grossed out enough?
That was homie.
I look towards Varnox and I say, where'd you find this interior designer?
Shut your mouth, prisoner.
He's really committing to the bit.
And plus, it super looks like he struck me because I'm bleeding a little bit from Grancis's punch earlier.
Varnox, we're going straight to Orcus. Is that the plan? That was the plan?
I'm going to lead them in a way that gives us a chance to where, you know, maybe there would be some patrol, but likely we would have a moment to just confer a little bit and, you know, to talk it out.
Yeah. Would Varnox have a quote-unquote office space that he's rented?
Maybe downtown?
Yeah, are there intake forms that need to happen? Or
I mean, you're upper management, so...
That's a very good point. Oh, yeah. Well, why don't we head to my office for the processing so that the bureaucratic
enjoyments that Orcus seems to have, very evil, is met.
Oh, so a lot of paperwork down here then? And I give him a big wink.
Yes, yes, you'll learn the ways soon enough, and we'll be able to get you on the fast track up to the executive branch.
Oh, Mr. Varnox, that sounds amazing. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you, Miss Pipdiggins. I'm glad you accompanied me to take care of this filth. Walk, 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 walk.
Yeah, it's beautiful here, and these guys are the worst,
super
right?
Super awful, and I hate them.
Oh, they're being so
yeah,
rude.
I hate them too.
Yeah.
They're
hurting
they're
my feelings.
So evil. Gosh, yeah.
That's right.
Now you know how it feels.
Yeah, lead them to my office for processing.
Yeah, you walk down several corridors to your office, and as you pass, you see several groups of undead just shambling, like bumping into the walls, and a couple more guards like positioning them and walking them down. They give you nods as they go, both sets, the brain dead and the not. You make it into your office. What is your office like?
My office is not unpacked. I moved a lot of stuff in, but I haven't unboxed it because I haven't spent too much time here yet. So, you know, there's still like there's a good layer of dust on the skull encrusted desk. It's a requirement. Not Varanox's choice, but
he prefers a standing desk.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, well, you know, sometimes if I can get a treadmill of skin going, then I can get my steps in while I do my paperwork. But it wasn't in the budget. Please, you can have a seat on the chaise while we figure some things out. That was something I was able to score. I'm pretty proud of. It's comfortable. I think you'll enjoy it. It's actually made of not remains. So, I really had to fill out a lot of paperwork for that one.
We're just going to sit down here.
I'd like to say you settle in better, but honestly, this is exactly what your office looks like. Like, when we meet, like, you work too hard, I guess is what I'm saying. You work too hard. You never unpack your office.
I believed in what I was going after, and if you're sitting behind a desk, then you're not really doing the Lord's work, I guess is how I would put it.
Yeah, Orcus's will be done out in the world,
exactly.
Not here.
I feel like he's got things here. Yes, I'm getting a little swept up. This is weird for me. But it's okay. I'm okay. Y'all okay? Are you... I've never done something like this before. I've never betrayed someone, which I know betrayal is a weird thing, considering he's evil, I'm evil. Betrayal seems like an evil thing to do, but it's for the good.
You're doing great job.
Well, Flint, Thea, you've been honest with me this entire time since I've met you in this timeline. How do you do it? How do you make a hard choice? Like not how do you make a hard choice? This isn't a hard choice. It's a weird choice. What do we do? How did you prepare yourselves? How did you get yourselves ready to take on Tiamat?
You know, throwing yourself into it without thinking too much, it's a strategy that's one we've taken a few times. It has its merits because you don't question. You know what you're doing is the right thing. Do you wish you'd planned a bit more? Yes. Do you wish your best friend hadn't been murdered? Absolutely. But, you know, legacy, right? It's not for us. It's for everyone else. It's for the world after we're gone. And that's a noble pursuit.
Yeah, we didn't have to prepare. We were prepared by what happened before.
Forged in the flames.
I'm afraid this goes
you're
back.
Not having
no
you're not having second
no no life, it's the it's
really shitty.
I used to believe that at one point, as you know. then I had my crisis of faith. And it's like a second crisis of faith going back to the first faith. I'm going to choose to trust you. Still. And that this will pan out well for everyone else. If death is what we commit ourselves to for the greater good, then so be
it. Preferably not. Preferably not, though. Like, you know, be optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, we're all good here, but if that's what needs to happen, that's what needs to happen, unfortunately.
Do you feel prepared to take on a god? Again?
I was just gonna say, it's not the first time.
Okay.
But no, I don't. But I'll be ready for it, prepared or not.
Well, when you're ready, I'm ready too.
We'll sign these forms.
Yes, actually, yes. Let me. They're around here somewhere. Paper.
Sorry, I just have to collate them real quick.
Well,
hang on.
Well, Varnox is getting those ready. Like, I feel like we're... Like, this is where Leosin would get our wills done up and tell us that we're good. But... Like, Thea and Flint, like... If we... There's... I feel like you two need to talk before we go fight Orcus's face, as Night Hunter put it earlier.
Yeah, we've been through a lot. We should, you know, have a little tete-a-tete.
Sure.
We'll give you space. Oh, look at these beautiful... God, you got the sconces in here too, son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry.
The awkward staring continues for a moment. So we're back at it, hey?
Just say it.
Oh, fuck. How can you be... Is Flint even in there?
Honestly, I'm not sure. The last I saw of him, it didn't look so great for him.
What do you mean, didn't look so great for him? Aren't you sharing a, like, mind space?
I mean, we were. Kind of had it out over who was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it didn't go so well for him.
He lost to you?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You can tell me why you're doing any of this. Why you're pretending to be him. You could have just hopped up and said, yo, I'm not Flint.
Yeah, I could have.
Mm-hmm.
And all those people that had their hopes built on the fact that he was going to come back, well, maybe that was just something that they didn't need to hear at that moment.
Can we trust you?
I mean, I've seen what's out there as the alternative. So yeah, I'm all in.
If we survive this, I don't want to see you again.
Okay.
Varnox, are we done here?
I believe so. One last question for Grancis. Can you make, like, some kind of dimensional hole for me to put this thing in? And I hold up the Wand of Orcus.
There's a lot of holes, like, all around here.
Yeah. <choose one. laughs>
A dimensional one. They have dimensions, yes.
Oh, the joke I made earlier to Night Hunter.
The one about the guy from Van Cutted?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that do?
Yeah. Where did it go? There it is. Found it. I found it, everybody. It was on page 87, right down at the bottom there. Fine print. Sequester. So I can take a willing creature or an object and hide it away, safe from detection for the duration. So when I cast the spell and touch the target, it becomes invisible and can't be targeted by divination spells or perceived through scrying sensors created by divination spells. If the target is a creature, it's not a creature, is it?
It's sentient, yeah, but it's not a creature.
So if it's sentient, that could cause an issue because it would have to be willing sentient, but time ceases to flow for it and it falls asleep. You set a condition for the spell to end early. The condition can be anything you choose, but it must occur or be visible within 1 mile of the target. Examples include, but not all in, after 1,000 years or when the Tarrasque awakens. This spell also ends if the target takes any damage. So I can make it invisible and then they can't find it by magic, but I don't know how Orcus finds things.
Well, we can try whatever we can try.
Okay.
Well, this is gonna sound weird, but, Night Hunter, is there any chance that you have, like, a lock of, I don't know, anyone's, hair, like Ilya's hair, or, anything like that with you? I mean, probably not, right? You sort of left unexpectedly.
First, why do you want it?
Well, I can do this thing where I can, like, summon an elemental and it has a box, and then we can put a thing in the box and it can send it to a person or creature in another plane, and only they can open it. So, I mean, I don't know how the wand works, so is that a terrible idea? I mean, where Ilya is, I guess I can't send it through time. Honestly, this whole thing is so confusing.
Is the wand... Can you use it against him?
I feel he would take it from me. Easily.
Yeah, he just will seize it back. So we could send it somewhere else so he couldn't get it.
At least.
I do not have Ilya's hair, but Opal sheds, like, literally everywhere. I have cat hair all over me. All the time, cat hair. Here, there.
Okay, well, I mean, the cat seemed erratic, but,
I think he will have lots of fun, having box he cannot open.
Can he open it?
He would be able to open it, is the thing. The person that we have the physical piece of...
I will be there.
...would be able to open
Ilya
it.
Ilya will be there. The cat is not alone. We are always together.
And it's now, which is not then, in the future. You guys are probably just living a nice life, like going to farms or something right now.
Well, probably just shitting in vills.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Galder's Speedy Courier. So I summon an air elemental. Mm-hmm. It's formless, transparent, immune to all damage, and can't interact with other creatures or objects. It has an open, empty chest, whose interior dimensions are 3 feet on each side. We can deposit as many items as we want in the chest that will fit. Then we name a living creature that you have met or seen at least once, for which you have, like, a nail clipping or
beautiful,
some cat fur, for example. And then as soon as the chest is closed, the elemental in the chest disappear, then reappear adjacent to the target creature at a higher level. So I gotta burn a real high one for this. You can send it to a creature on a different plane of existence. Hey, y'all, it's confusing when you're traveling through time and different planes, but I think just put the wand in that little chest and we'll close it up, and it'll just appear in front of Opal, and he's the only one that'll be able to open it, so it won't be here. And we're probably gonna, you know, I mean, we're heading there right now, so I don't think...
Yeah.
Orcus can get it back.
Is there a way we could be like, hey, don't open this box?
Could we write on the outside of box?
I mean, let's just try and, like, scrawl something on the outside. So there's like a chest floating in the air right now, basically.
Like,
because
waiting.
You can't really see the elemental. You got a pen around here? Or, I mean, God, does it have to be one of those, blood fountain pens, I guess?
Yeah, you know it does.
So if I just write "don't open" and it's dripping blood, I mean he's not an idiot. He's probably not going to open it, right?
Because as long as, like, even if Orcus summons it, it might have to be still within the box.
If it's still in the box, Orcus couldn't even open it.
Let's hope this works.
I mean, he's not an idiot, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. So imagine you're just living your life and a box appears and it says, don't open, and blood is dripping down it, written in blood.
I mean, only an idiot
open that.
Would open
you
that.
Would probably throw it in a well or something, right?
Perhaps,
light it on fire?
Right. Do not open Song Kitty.
Okay. I can't. Okay. So I sort of twist it because I can't close it yet. And right, like, do not open Song Kitty. And then sort of push it towards Varnox.
I put the wand in.
And I snap it closed.
It snaps. And it's gone.
And it sounds like when you send an email.
It's no longer there.
That was a good thing, right?
You tell me.
We don't want Orcus to get that wand.
We don't.
I mean, we didn't want him to get it.
If anything,
so
it might slow down
it's
the
not
getting
here.
Of it. Which any time in this situation, I feel will be good time.
Okay.
All right. So, let's go fight Orcus.
Fuck it. Let's kill a god.
Cut to a grand chamber entrance. And there's this huge goat head figure on the face of this door. And as you approach it, all of you, Varnox leading, Lipsinky behind, and the rest of you in ropes loose enough for you to get out of, the doors swing open and there's this inhalation into the room, like air is just being let back in. There's this huge burning fire in the center of this chamber. Darkly lit on the other side is this massive shadowy figure who's inset on this huge skeletal throne. And this resonant echoing voice echoes out through the space.
Varnox.
Ilya, Night Hunter! Ilya, Night Hunter! Where the fuck did you go? God damn it. You're always running away, playing hide and seek in the forest. Never let me play the games with them. Then there's the sound of, like, these drums, like in Jumanji. And this box, just sticking up and out of the sand in front of Opal, appears. And he looks down at it. Oh, I wonder what that is. Reaches down to pick it up. Hmm. I'll hang on to this one for later. Ilya! Hey, Thunder! Where are you?
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 144, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Night Hunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox, Peter Joseph Lewis as Orcus, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Art List, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Perry Matey, Cosmic Octopus, Kayla Littlejohn, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Ongaron Kiersen, Old School Gamer D, Destiny Garcia, Jordan Anderson, and Louis Hayes. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Game time now $60 a month. Become a supporting producer or just join the community and get access to hundreds of hours of additional bonus content. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. That's it for now. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
We're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth wall breaking, reality bending, science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.